Shalom, saints, and greetings to one and all in the lovely name of our Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Hubert once again. As we gather around the table of God's Word this morning, we would love to see and introspect our lives according to His Word, the Holy Scriptures. Today I would love to focus on some five truths that never fade in the Scriptures. Five truths from Scriptures that never fade, no matter what circumstances we go through. Right now, the future seems uncertain. It's easy to let anxiety and worries about tomorrow overtake us. But in the moment of uncertainty, it's always good to rest on the unchangeable character of God. We do know that God is providing revelation to His worshippers. God desires that His worshippers understand revelation. God desires that His worshippers follow His divine revelation. But what is revelation? Revelation is something that we need to receive and experience. What we believe determines what we receive. Jesus said, "Take heed what you hear. Once you dream it, it's now been on your timeline." As we lay emphasis on the unchangeable character of God, I would love to bring five different aspects that will build us and keep us strong in His fundamentals. First of all, we must know that we are never alone. So do not fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Isaiah 41:10. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my right hand. You know, when we see the Scriptures, we must understand, no matter what times that actually shake us so bitterly or badly, we are never alone. So do not fear. Do not let fear enter you. Be confident and discipline our lives. Paul also states in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 35 and following, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or peril or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword? It is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or anything, or any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is such a wonderful and amazing connection. We have been connected to the presence of God. We have been bonded together. So this first thing we must understand, that we are never alone. We are always in His presence. The eyes of the Lord are upon them that fear Him. We should believe and have a strong confidence in this very truth. The second truth is, God's character remains a constant. Like we know the patent verse of our faith today, the revelations of what we have received, it says, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We feel most of the time these days that the whole world, sometimes we thoroughly, strongly feel it's been changed, and it is continually changing around us. We feel sometimes that we are being turned upside down these days. But nevertheless, the character of God remains constant. He is still faithful. He is still true. He is still good. He is still full of compassion. He is still the giver of good gifts, is still slow to anger. He is still bounding in love. He is still rich in mercy and kindness. As we see, that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Amen. And I just believe that this is the wonderful truth of God that keeps us constantly bound and to be faithful unto the. Paul states in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, we have been built on a foundation of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, watch carefully, it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. What a wonderful consolation that the character of God remains constant. He never ever changes. Hallelujah. The third wonderful truth that never fades is God's grace is sufficient. Like we know it, where Paul was given this wisdom, my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, we do understand that God has given us power, but first of all, the power of all powers is in the name of Jesus. Now, we are so much used in acknowledging this power or utilizing this power for the petty things. This is a supreme and this is a royal power. This is something, a power to subdue all things. That scripture says, at the name of Jesus, at that power, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. This is a power to battle the unseen. But many times we wrongly use the power of Jesus' name because we take petty things here and there in this world. I need a car and I say it in the name of Jesus, and I want this and I want to improve my finances and I speak it in the name of Jesus. You know, it's not something that we can take a light use or something to dishonor God, but we must exercise our faith and the wisdom that God has given. But that the name of Jesus, that supreme and the royal power, is for it's for God's honor and glory, that we may be able to rise above the natural and see his power, you know, pass through all the powers of wickedness and every evil forces and evil entities. It is that sword which pierces the bone and the marrow. Hallelujah. The third truth that never fades is the truth that we are commanded to love. Now just be faithful. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 13, 33 to 35. Now this is something that a beautiful commandment of the Lord. There are so many wonderful things that the Lord has commanded. And moreover, love is one of the topmost on the list of God. Love one another as I have loved you. Now, love is not just a smile. Love is not just saying hello or praise the Lord. Love is not just saying, I am praying for you. As I have loved you, said Jesus. Jesus, first of all, made available of himself to us, to the ministry, to God's will, etc. Always remember that our presence makes a lot of difference. You know, we just cannot have a distant learning, distant practicing Christianity. We must be practical. Reach out to people. Be in their hour of need. That makes a lot of difference. The verse in John 13 further says, the 35th verse, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Now this is something what we receive it as a command of the Lord. to love as He loved us. And a love that which will identify us into this world, that we belong to Him. Remember, you carry His presence. Wheresoever you go, wheresoever your foot trodden, wheresoever the people are in need, your presence makes a lot of difference, because the Lord abides in us. Amen. The fifth part, or the fifth truth that never fades, is God is making all things new. He is true to His word. He is definitely and truthfully making all things new. Now, what do we understand by this? You know, we have a scripture verse in Revelation 25. It says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Now, Jesus made a way through the grave on the very first Easter morning, and He came, and He still can make a way for you. When things look grim and impossible, trust Jesus to make a way for you. Now, my brothers and sisters, we just don't believe or express our faith and trust in God that one day Jesus will make a way for us. But we got to take and we have to receive. And once we have received the word, we got to express it and experience the very truth of this very verse. He has made all things new in my life. He has made all things new in our fellowship, in our church, in our home. Wherever I profess His love and profess His faithfulness, He is going to make all things new. The order of old things will surely pass away, and everything will be made new. You know, we are very much, you know, following some old rudiments, old pattern, old parameters. But remember, when the scripture teaches us, He is going to make all things new. He will fill the earth with light and love and life. And brothers and sisters, before the earth would be changed, God is trying to work out that life and that consistency in the life of His children. To be filled with light, to be filled with His love and love divine, and life forevermore, or the life eternal. My brothers and sisters, when things seem to be very difficult, or maybe sometimes we feel it is absolutely impossible, but He is a God who has the capacity to make all things possible. When He rose from the grave, you know, the very point the disciples and every believer of those days, they thought that it is not possible, that the Lord, the story is over, everything is done. They went back to their own field of work and back to square one. But remember, when they met Him, when they encountered Jesus, and when they realized that He has made it possible, all that what He said is now come to pass. He is risen. And truly we can say, all the old things have passed away, and behold, He has made all things new. We wait for the final enigmatic truth of the scripture, that one day this whole governance of this earth will be made new. But before these things happen, there has to be a light full of revelation into every child of truth. There has to be such a great amount of God's love and truth in every person's life. The ones so-called who are called for His purpose. And finally, the life which the Lord has given to us, that eternal life, the life that which never fades, that never gets dull. May that truth of God be always seen in us. My brothers and sisters, I believe we have acknowledged these five truths of God. You know, even after we have struggled and come a great height, but there are times where we feel down and low. But let's look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He will never ever leave us, neither keep us desolate. May his name be always praised, and may his word be always glorified. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank you once again, all my brothers and sisters, my precious saints. We would one day be with the Lord in his glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Praise the Lord.